At the foot of Erie Basin Marina sits hundreds of dry dock spaces for boats. One longtime marina slip holder who asked to remain anonymous over the fear that she could lose her dock says she's currently paying Smith Boys more than $1,500 a year, but the price is expected to double next year.
It's $2,100 and then $3,200. I mean, in 2017. We're pretty upset about it. You know, this has become our second home, and some people have been here for 35 years. And a lot of people are thinking about leaving. They might stick out one more year and see what the rates are. And some might think about getting out of boating.
The city of Buffalo has a contract with Smith Boys Buffalo Harbor, Inc. to maintain and operate the docks. Smith Boys president Brad Smith says slip rental fees have not increased since 2002. He says the hikes are warranted.
Nobody likes to have the price changed. That's a natural human instinct. Everybody likes things to stay the same or even go down in price. But when you look at all the development activity that's going on in that region of the city, it only makes sense that the pricing is going to go up, and it needs to go up to be fair to the city and be fair to taxpayers of the city of Buffalo.
The new prices are part of a renewed 5-year contract between Smith Boys and City Hall. Smith says the company doesn't control the prices. He says the city does.
The city has believed that the price increases are appropriate at this time for several reasons. The current pricing at Erie Basin Marina is below that of the private sector in the immediate neighborhood of the Buffalo Harbor. And the city has given us additional responsibilities that we are required to do that was not required of the prior operator of the facility. These additional responsibilities increase the cost of operation.
The city has until Wednesday to cancel its contract with Smith Boys and take over ownership of the dry docks. Slip holders plan to attend this afternoon's Common Council meeting to urge city lawmakers to revisit the price issue. The slip holder we talked to says boaters realize the rates are going to increase, but she says they were shocked to hear of the massive hike. She says she believes renters aren't receiving a lot of bang for their buck at Erie Basin.
The bathrooms, if that would change, a new building, they got to do a lot of work on the docks, a lot of work. They're old. Still, the rate is too high for this area. These boats are older boats. They're not brand new boats. We're not rich people. I'm retired. You know, I budget my money to be here. They're going to drive us all out.
The slip holder says she's considering moving her boat to Dunkirk, but Brad Smith says he isn't concerned that others will follow that lead.
In comparison to your neighboring marinas, Erie Basin is still the premier facility in Buffalo by far. There's nothing that holds a candle to it.
A spokesperson for the city says they're waiting for financial statements to come in on how the marina is doing. He says once the financials are received, a decision can be made on possibly adjusting the rates. Any rate change would require Common Council approval. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.